85,000 Moms for Liberty take on school boards across the U.S. Our mission is to save America by empowering parents. By Penny Starr on April 23, 2022. Tina Deskovich has been fighting for parental rights since she was elected to the Brevard County, Florida School Board in 2016. But her mission is now shared by 85,000 other mothers in 34 states who join Moms for Liberty and who now show up at school board meetings to hold officials accountable. These moms are also running for school board spots and other local offices, and winning. They've honed their skills by scouring websites and requesting public records to uncover the radical sexual and racial agenda being pushed in public schools across the land. Our mission is to save America by empowering parents to stand up for their parental rights, Deskovich said on the Friday edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. We are moms that are concerned about the future of our country and our children, Deskovich said. Moms for Liberty has only been around for 16 months and is already having a nationwide impact. They're confronting schools about books for the youngest children with explicit sexual content. They're fighting school curriculums that push critical race theory. Deskovich said moms in North Florida are fighting back. The sex ed curriculum that their kids had been exposed to is just over the top ridiculous, she said. They had condoms that they were teaching them how to use on objects. The parents access the curriculum through a public record request. When they found out what's going on, they're just shocked, Deskovich said. You saw in Loudoun County, Virginia, where a girl was actually raped in the bathroom by a boy in a dress, Deskovich said. Parents are not going to stand for it. They will not just throw their children to the wolves. The coronavirus pandemic really put parental rights in the spotlight, Deskovich said, as parents got a look at what their children were learning remotely. I think the combination of everything that parents saw. They saw that their kids were not learning and that they weren't getting a quality education, Deskovich said. And when they saw the thing streamed into their home, they decided to take action. Word continues to spread about what these moms are doing, including through interviews with hostile media. We've been on Meet the Press, CNN, you name it, Deskovich said. They invite us, we go, we're not scared. They abuse us, they beat us up, Deskovich said. But we go because we find people say, wait, I agree with her. She is right. And they join us in droves. And so we put ourselves out there. We're pretty tough women, we take it, and we know it's going to bring the right people to us, she said. Deskovich said Moms for Liberty's goal is to have a chapter in every county in the United States. That's more than 3,200 battlegrounds to fight on. You can learn more at momsforliberty.org. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.